Pro-life activists rising to PA Dem Sims. If you try to intimidate us into silence, we will only get louder. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 8, 2019. National pro-life leaders will join together outside the Planned Parenthood clinic at which Pennsylvania Democrat Representative Brian Sims filmed himself as he accosted and berated a pro-life woman and doxed several pro-life teens. The leaders, including Kristen Hawkins, Matt Walsh, Abby Johnson, Lila Rose, and Graham Allen, have invited Sims to join them for a dialogue and to bring his camera. I thought it would be good to show Sims and everyone else that we are not going to sit back submissively while pro-lifers are abused for speaking out in defense of the unborn, said Matt Walsh of the Daily Wire, reported CBN News. If Sims wants to show up with his camera again, any one of us would be more than happy to engage with him, he continued. I know he prefers to target elderly women and teenage girls, but now he'll have the opportunity to pick on someone his own size. The lesson here is simple: if you try to intimidate us into silence, we will only get louder. Graham Allen, host of Dear America podcast and Blaze TV's Rant Nation, tweeted to Sims, "Since you won't come to me, sir, I will respectfully come to you." Abby Johnson, founder of And Then There Were None, told Breitbart News Sims' attempt to justify his actions isn't cutting it. It seems Mr. Sims is digging his heels in further, refusing to issue actual apologies to the woman in the video he harassed nor rescind his offer for money in exchange for the docs on underage girls outside of the clinic who were protesting abortion. Johnson, whose transformation to pro-life activist is recounted in the new film Unplanned, said in a statement to Breitbart News, "I hope he comes on Friday to meet us, to understand why we stand out there in the cold, rain, snow, and sun praying for and helping women going inside for abortions. I hope he shows up to have an adult conversation about his side and listen to ours." A Twitter video isn't cutting it. Conservative talk show host Steve Deese also tweeted Sims' attempt to justify his actions by blaming the pro-life protesters for being present at Planned Parenthood Southeastern Pennsylvania was classic bully play. "Saw it all throughout my childhood," Deese posted. "Your douchedastic exploits get exposed, folks decide to call your fake tough guy bluff and confront you. And then kindly show yourself out with a 'why did you make me so mad that I did this to you' even faker apology." The lack of self-awareness from an elected official about the harm of your behavior is toxic to a healthy democracy, Rose said. Public servants have resigned for less. Last week, Sims, who identifies himself as an LGBTQ activist and is Pennsylvania's first openly gay lawmaker, videotaped himself as he berated a woman who was praying the rosary outside a Planned Parenthood facility. 2 weeks earlier, he recorded himself as he offered donations to Planned Parenthood if his supporters could help him identify the pro-life teens who were praying in front of the clinic. After the uprising over his treatment of the woman and the teen girls, Sims recorded another video of himself attempting to justify his actions by stating they were caused by what he claims are the insults, the slurs, the attacks, and the racism that those protesters aim mostly at young girls going for clinical care. "What I should have shown you was protesters gathered together to pray at, not to silently pray for, people coming in and out of Planned Parenthood, as they intercepted them and harassed them," he continued. "I also know that two wrongs don't make a right, especially on the front lines of a civil rights battle," Sims said. "I can do better and I will do better, for the women of Pennsylvania." Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, asked Sims on Twitter, "Did you mean to create the hashtag MeToo moments of three teenage girls and several grown women when you harass them publicly? Or are women just collateral damage in the fight to protect abortion rights?" An online petition created by pro-life media outlet Life News is calling for Sims' resignation and had received nearly 9,500 signatures at the time of publication.